This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, September 7th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. California ag value up 9%. Pajaro levee repairs to get expedited. Can CCC provide relief for farm bill and ag spending set for Senate debate? California ag value up 9%. The value of California agriculture went up 9% in 2022. It hit $55.9 billion. That's according to an analysis of receipts by USDA Economic Research Service. It's the second highest value the state has recorded. The increase, driven primarily by the dairy industry. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross was excited to share the news at a monthly meeting of the State Board of Food and Ag. She noted that cattle and calves have moved from fifth to third, placing the top 10 commodities. Almonds dropped to fourth, and it was the first time Ross could remember that carrots hit the top 10. If that doesn't make you hungry for good California grown, I don't know what will, she said. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service to release a more precise annual report later. Rivas fast-tracks Pajaro levee repairs. Farm groups have lined up in support of a new bill by Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas to streamline levee repairs near Pajaro. The levee was already slated for repairs before winter storms flooded the town in March of this year. The damage to agricultural fields left many local farm workers out of work, creating an economic toll on the community. According to Rivas, Pajaro, along with nearby Watsonville, have some of the state's most disadvantaged communities and receive the lowest level of flood protection. The repair project is set to start in 2025, and the bill would nudge that forward to 2024. The measure mirrors an executive order from Governor Newsom to speed up flood repairs through the state, but extends the environmental exemptions across the life of the project. It gained unanimous bipartisan support on a committee hearing Wednesday. Governors urge Congress to keep hands off state ag laws. The National Governors Association raising objections to federal legislation that would preempt state laws such as California's Prop 12 that prohibits the sale of whole pork derived from the offspring of sows raised in gestation crates. The NGA lays out its farm bill positions in a letter to House and Senate Ag Committee chairs and ranking members. The governor's priorities include opposition to the EATS Act, which would override the ability of states to pass laws in a wide variety of areas and not just animal welfare. States succeed when the federal government avoids granting a private right of action against states that maintain their own production or manufacturing standard on agricultural products, according to the NGA letter. By the way, the letter says governors strongly support robust investment in the market access program, one of the programs that ag groups want to expand. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Robo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. CCC pitched as relief to farm bill funding crunch. We're getting some clues as to what may or may not be on the next farm bill, how lawmakers are trying to address some key priorities for farm groups ahead of taking up the legislation. Leaders of the Senate Agriculture Committee disclosed yesterday that they've asked Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to use his Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority for market development assistance and to increase international food aid. The request comes as commodity groups have been asking lawmakers to double funding for trade promotion programs in the next farm bill. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan noted to reporters that lawmakers are under tight budget constraints as they write the new farm bill and that the CCC could help address some issues outside that legislation. This is about giving us flexibility to be able to meet what we believe are very high needs and at the same time be able to do it in a way that gives us flexibility to meet other needs, she said. USDA released a statement to AgriPulse saying that the department was considering the senator's request. Senate to debate ag spending bill. The Senate's moving forward next week with debating a package of three fiscal 24 spending bills, and that includes a measure to fund the USDA and the FDA. Depending on the amendments that will be considered, the floor debate could open the door to debating issues affecting farm programs or USDA and FDA. The top Republican of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Susan Collins, told reporters she hopes there'll be a robust amendment process. Now, a member of the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, Montana Democrat John Tester, told AgriPulse he expects a fairly open amendment process. The key question is how many and what types of amendments will be allowed. USDA critics appealed GMO disclosure ruling. A group that's taken USDA to court repeatedly over the regulation of genetically modified crops is continuing a battle over rules for biotech food disclosure. In an appeal filed with the Ninth Circuit, the Center for Food Safety challenging what it calls a loophole that allows most GMO foods to go unlabeled. CFS sued USDA over the disclosure regulations in 2020 and won a district court ruling in 2022. However, the group is appealing a portion of the ruling that supported USDA's decision to not require disclosure of highly refined ingredients that can't be detected in foods. CFS attorney Meredith Stevenson says the 2022 ruling, quote, rubber stamped USDA's decision to exclude highly refined foods like sodas and oils from labeling and to use unfamiliar terminology, keeping us largely in the dark about how our food is produced. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's a good deal for workers, it's a good deal for companies, and it's a good deal for the United States of America. That President Joe Biden yesterday congratulating leaders of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association for the contract agreement they ratified last week to keep West Coast ports operating for the next 6 years. The ports of Oakland, Los Angeles, and Long Beach and others are key for shipping beef, pork, dairy, produce, tree nuts, fruit, hay, and other commodities. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, September 7th, brought to you by Rottle AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.